WHBC, Garden City, New York. We are 90.3 FM, the voice of Nassau Community College, offering you a mix of informational and educational programming with a great blend of eclectic music, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
This is Motormouth Radio, your one-hour automotive talk show. And now, here are your Motormouths, Chris Switzer, Mikey T, and Ray Guarino.
Well, well, well. This is a banner day here at Motormouth Radio. If it's the if you're a regular Motormouth listener today is a very special day here in Motormouth Lure. But if you are a first-time listener from Motormouth Radio, don't expect stuff like this to happen all the time. This is we're lucky if we can do this once a year, let alone.
And we don't know if it's going to work this time.
Right, and this time we're actually doing it live. This is the Motormouth Mother's Day 06 Radio Extravaganza.
Live, not on tape, as usual.
Yes, we usually put this on tape, and we highly polish it and hone it to a bright sheen before we can, you know, present it to you fine people.
Break out the hand glaze, shine it up.
This time, we're doing it raw.
Oh, boy.
This is going to be good. And what we do here, basically, is the best bits of the half of 05, the last half of 05, and the first half of 06.
This is the crash course, if you will, in Motormouthabilia, because if you haven't listened to the show for the year, or if you have, you're getting the condensed version with a few surprise treats from years past.
Yes.
And it's pretty much that, you know, it's the, what do you call the book you get when you're in college, you want to, the yellow and black one.
The Crib Notes.
It's a Crib Notes
book. Cheat Sheets.
This is the Crib Notes book for Motormouth Radio 2006. So you're all going to catch up, and we're going to have a lot of fun doing it.
That's true. This is going to be a good one. And basically, we're going to start off, I would like to start off the first bit, the first highlight of something that we actually bumped from last year's 05 show.
Well, do you have anyone you want to say hello to first on Mother's Day?
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Let's start there.
Hi, Dad. No, I'm sorry. No, of course. My mom, who's up in Connecticut right now and who's probably saying, where is he? How come he hasn't been here yet?
Not here yet. Yes.
Oh, Mom, excuse me. I had to do the show first. Yeah, I'd like to say hi to Mom on Mother's Day. And I know, Ray, you have a very special dedication.
I want to say happy Mother's Day to my wife, Linda, of course, because we have our two lovely kids. But I have a dedication for my mom, who left us last year.
Right.
And it's from George Washington. I found a quote from George Washington that I could have wrote.
How old was your mom?
Well, she would never say. This is what George says. And he took the words out of my mouth, this guy. I tell you, wait till I see him at the bar. I'm going to tune him up a little. He says, my mother was the most beautiful woman I ever saw. All I am, I owe to my mother. I attribute all my success in life to the moral, intellectual, and physical education I received from her. And folks, that's me.
Wow.
So, happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom. Let's start off the first bit right now with the Mother's Day extravaganza. And this one I love. I really did like it, and it really bothered me to bump it. But, you know, sometimes the pets we live with can really be our best critics.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Well, we got an issue here with your dog, Nico, right?
Nico, yeah.
And a certain helmet.
Yeah, my motorcycle helmet, yeah.
Let's hear it right now on the Mother's Day Extravaganza on Motormouth Radio.
The helmet bag. I go to take it out the other day. I'm like, oh, this thing reeks. What's going on?
Reeks of what?
Dog urine.
Oh no!
Because our little puppy, Lauren's little doggy Nico, was peeing on the carpet when we had carpet in the den, which I've since ripped out, okay? Because you could. And the helmet bag was under the pool table because my wife wouldn't leave it on top of the pool table where I wanted it to be. And it leached from the carpet through the sheepskin and into the helmet. I was like, I can't wear this thing. So I wore the open face 2 days ago, and I remember what it was like, man. It was cold.
Wow.
So I got to work where I do it. Call Rolling Thunder. Listen, guys, order me a new N100E. You know, I'll pick it up. They're going to have it for me Wednesday.
I wonder why you smell like vitamins.
But I wore it yesterday, and I ate it out a little, and I wore it yesterday. So,
you own a cat?
Two cats.
You're going to find sand in that helmet pretty soon.
Is that what that was? So, you know,
my helmet smells funny. It's got lumps.
I'm getting it from both ends. Not only is the bike giving me a little bit of trouble, but now, that, of course, now I got to buy a new helmet. And they said that you should replace it every couple of years. I've had this one 6 years anyway. It feels like I just bought it last week. But so now I buy a new helmet.
Now, the aftermath to that was I gave the helmet to my friend Neil, you know, Crazy Neil, the Honda rider.
You gave it to Neil?
And I, you know, he said, oh, you can Febreze anything, it'll smell great. I give him the helmet, I sniffed it again, I said, oh, man, this thing reeks. He says, hey, he puts his head in it, sniffs it, he says, you know what, it smells better than some of my own helmets. He goes, what's the big deal? So, there you go. That's the truth. The rest of the story.
And it's funny, had I not met Neil, I would have, you know, never believed it.
Believe it,
but
yeah.
Definitely, knowing Neil, yeah.
That's true.
I could definitely see him doing it. This is the Motormouth Mother's Day Extravaganza show. We just went through the first bit. We got another one for you. You know, we can't have a Mother's Day Extravaganza without a highlight from the Father's Day show. You know, it's it is, one has gone hand in hand with the other in the last couple of years. And it's the three old cranks doing the show from Fireman's Field, and we always find a highlight or two. And we have our staff field correspondent, Dr. Fred Jones, showing how not to conduct a phone interview. Let's check this one out, see if this works.
Guys coming in, we got, looks like a 396 68 Chevelle.
Oh, my God.
Very cool.
Oh, my God. That's my car.
You want to be on the radio? Say hello to Motormouth Radio.
Hello, Motormouth Radio.
Who do we got on the line? Who's this?
What do you want me to do? Want me to just smoke them right now so you can hear
them? No. No people around. Who is this? Tell us who you are. You're on with the Motormouths.
Hey, to the guy in the red shirt.
Well, Fred.
Hey, we got a Model A pickup coming in. How are we doing? All right, you pre-register? $20.
I love Fred delegates some business.
Fred's trying to drum up money.
Hey, who's this? Say hello. You're on with Chris and Mike on Motormouth Radio.
I'm sorry?
You're on with Chris and Mike on Motormouth Radio. Who is this?
Hey, guys, we got the Model A pickup here. Say hello to Walter Cole.
Hey, Fred, you keep losing that phone. Hello, who's this?
Wind must be picking up.
Yeah.
C-O-L-E.
Cole. Is that what you said? Cole?
That's it.
Cole, what are you driving?
Have a fun time. Go right down there. Gary's there. All right, guys. He had to go.
Oh, okay.
All right. We have a call from the Model A Club.
All right, Fred, you're slowly losing the correspondent thing. You're right. Chasing them away.
I'm chasing them away?
You're supposed to draw them to
supposed
you.
To draw them to you.
I think you'd have to put my pants back on?
Yeah.
Son of a gun.
That must be doing it.
I hope he's getting wrong.
And I thought that was the wind through the microphone.
Oh, and I got a perfect picture painted in my mind.
Now I need therapy.
Ooh.
I went to Catholic school. I always got it wrong.
Yes, Dr. Fred Jones, our correspondent at the field at the Kiwanis Club Car Show in lovely Merrick, Long Island. Fred is doing a bang-up job chasing people away.
Yes. Chasing them with the cars.
Oh, yeah. That's a classic. And that show's coming up in a few weeks.
Tell us about it.
So, yeah, we're going to be doing the same thing, Father's Day show on Father's Day at Merrick Fireman's Field on Merrick Road. And, of course, Fred, Gary, and I, the three old cranks, will be there, as will Motormouth Radio. And we're going to see what we can get Fred to do this year. I don't know.
As long as his pants stay on.
Yeah,
that's all I care about.
Maybe some bozo shoes, do it backwards. I don't know. But he has a lot of character and flavor to that show, as you've heard.
Yes, flavor. It must have been the Catholic school upbringing like he was talking about.
Yeah.
This is the Motormouth Mother's Day 06 extravaganza going on, playing the best bits of 05 and 06. Coming at you live and in person. Usually we put this on tape, but we're doing this live, and so far it's working out quite well, but it's only 8 minutes into the show.
Yeah.
So definitely a classic here. Got one, you know, we always talk about gripe sessions. Usually, you know, when Mike comes in, it's usually it's a gripe fest.
We start with the rant.
Pretty much. And it's always nice because it's what you see on the road, you know. And I had to listen to a lot of tapes and come up with a lot of good stories, but for some reason, this one definitely stands out in the crowd. And this was, you know, the crazies that we see on the road. I also, on top of it, got an impromptu motorcycle lesson. That's what I really like
to hear
about
this.
Yeah, this is a good one on the Motormouth Mother's Day Extravaganza. Here we go.
I had another one for you. I'm driving to Freeport last Sunday after the show, about a couple hours later.
and I got my window open, and I hear a noise. You know, you can spot certain bikes. You can hear them. Yeah. You just know. You know a Big Twin. You know a Sporty. Well, I hear this noise. I said, it's an Ironhead Sporty. You can hear the gear noise. And
I was just going to say, you can tell an Ironhead.
Can tell.